Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. She got a big booty, so I call her big booty. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it. I'm in the kitchen. Jams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got bands everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the triple thumb. See, I done had my bones in Pakistan. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches.
Ask me what I do and who I do it for. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Uh-oh.
Good evening.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to the code. I am your host, Izzy Mazave. I have my homie Roddy Shotgun with me tonight. Hey, Keisha Taylor. What's up, black girl?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm out here on this road, you know. I stay late night riding around and getting it.
I got a little carried away with the song. I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. I was like, oh.
That was sad. I was rapping because it got to my part. So, you know, bury me next to two bitches. Hey. But I do it for, because all I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. Yep. That's why I be acting. I don't care. It's still my birthday.
Like,
I don't care.
Still my birthday. Yeah.
And I'm still accepting this booty. I'm still accepting them. Yep. Sure enough. Sure am. Yep.
Ain't nobody, man. As you should.
Yeah. I'm accepting them all year long. So. If anybody wants to, all year, because 40 is going to be ridiculous. Yep, 40. Out here, I joined the 40 class. So, that's where we're at. Oh, you just driving out here like you was Jeff Gordon. That's what we driving like tonight? Okay, all right. Yeah, these people like in the road. They be doing 85 on 85. I ain't going to travel. I'm doing 80 on 85. But they driving faster than me. So we drink, we say inappropriate ass things here on this show. Tonight, we're just going to talk about some shenanigans, some shit some people got into over the course of last week, i.e. me.
Yes. Because I did not get the full details of this trip. I mean, I got pictures and I got looks, but I did not get the details, honey.
What I told y'all this summer, y'all's getting this ass and these titties and these thighs all summer long. And that's exactly what I started things off with my birthday. That's what y'all got. Yep.
I had just got up. I was minding my business. I was checking emails. And then I said, well, I'm all done. Let me head over to Instagram. And the first thing I see is them things. And they were singing. And I was like, wait a minute.
Okay,
what are we doing?
Talking about? Which picture are you talking about?
The bathing suit picture.
Okay, the black bathing suit.
Yes, that was the first one I seen. Them things was singing. And I was like, okay then, friend. All right.
That was black bathing suit day with me and all my friends who wore black bathing suits. Yeah, and I told them, I was like, look, listen, so my bathing suit is going to give you titties. They were like, girl, whatever. You're not going to be out here showing titties. Do you not know me? Have you not met me? Oh, okay. Well, since you haven't met me, let me reintroduce myself to you.
Okay.
Because I'm giving you titties.
I think this is Dre. He has trickled on in. I believe that's Dre.
It is.
Dre, that's you?
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Dre. Nana, riding around, I'm getting it. Heading on down here to Charlotte so I can work.
I figured she was
going to Charlotte. And she accepting gifts, and she accepting big booty hoes for the year.
What? For the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
You missed a lot.
Just that quick.
I mean,
it's 9 minutes. In the first 9 minutes of this show, you missed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
What was the phone?
All right, so let me catch you up, okay? Because, you know, she had a birthday. So what she said is she's accepting big booty hoes and big booty hoe gifts for the rest of the year because of her birthday.
Yep.
And then I co-signed it, and I approved the message. So, yeah, that's what we doing.
Yeah, that's what we're getting. All year long, I'm accepting it. Yep.
Well,
it is what it is. Hey, well, all right, damn. Yep. Sure enough. And so we were currently discussing my shenanigans while in Miami. So we're discussing the current black swimsuit with the colorful cover-up.
Oh, no.
The one that got what?
That's the one that got a bunch of likes.
Hey, there's a lot of pictures that got a whole lot of likes. Yo, I've never had like 200 likes on a picture. Never. I've never had 200 people looking at my story. Like, I'm like, where you people been? Like, I've been doing this for a minute.
You broke the internet.
I did not. I told you. First of all, I made myself very clear when I said, y'all going to get these. It's going to be an AT&T summer. Ass, titties, and thighs. This is y'all getting. Guess what you're going to live for, period. I don't care. I don't care if my significant other sees it. I don't care if number three sees it. I don't care. I didn't care. And I meant what I said. What y'all got? I had a blast.
Lord Jesus.
I was fried. That day in that black swimsuit, I was drunk. I was drunk. I had... Shout out to Heavy Hitters by O for supplying us with our alcohol for a weekend. We froze it, we put it in our bags, and we took a trip. So shout out to her. Yeah, I was drunk off a lot of shit. And then I was drinking at the pool. So, yeah. And everybody's birthday was at the pool because we were all like, when was your birthday? My birthday was on Wednesday. My birthday is today. Yeah, hey, let's do this. Yeah. And then I still had to be responsible, so because I had to do homework while I was on my vacation. But I got drunk. Yeah, sure did. Then I brought home some guava juice that you could only find at the Publix in Florida. That shit was some pineapple Ciroc. It's everything. So that's why that's in my refrigerator. I still got some heavy hitters from my old still in the refrigerator. But, yeah. I was going to drink that tonight, but then I got called out for work. So, yeah, that's why I'm not drinking. But, yeah, that black swimsuit, shout out to Kirby Fox. That's where I got that swimsuit from last year. I got that swimsuit last year. I was prepared to wear that swimsuit last year. A lot of the stuff I was prepared to wear last year, that black jumper, that black romper with my titties out,
Yes. Ma'am, I need all of the details. Just inbox me. When you get stable, inbox me. I needed all of those details. You understand me? I said, I was minding my business. And somebody had sent me something on Instagram. I went and I looked at it in my inbox, and then I hit home. And the next thing I know, I said, oh, she is serving looks out here in Florida. She said, y'all gonna get these CDs and these dyes and this ass. And that's exactly what she did. I said, I'm not even mad at this point. I'm not mad. You go ahead, friend. You go ahead and do it.
And so, yeah, I got inboxes about that outfit, the black one with my titties out. It was like, the first messages were like from females, like, girl, how you get your titties to sit up? Y'all know I got these motherfucking G's. I used boob tape. I sure did. Dre was laughing at me when I was like, hey, I got to buy some boob tape. Hey, you see I bought boob tape. I got to make sure I pack my boob tape. He's like, boob tape.
Hey, Taylor, the first thing I said when she came home, when she walked in the door, I said, come through, kitty tape. All right, kitty tape. She died last night. Damn, come through, kitty tape.
No, come through, kitty. Oh, my God.
Yeah, titties was taped up, honey. They was taped up to the gods. Like, I'm for real. Like, me and my best friend, Renata, setting up. Because, okay, so let me just give you the gist of how this whole trip went down. So who all went? My best friend, Renata, and Sharon, and my homegirl, Risha. That's who all went on the trip. I booked everything through my travel stuff, you know, plane tickets, hotel, everything where I get discounts. So we get to the hotel. So first of all, we hired a driver, which he was so freaking awesome. Shout out to Mr. Daniel. He was everything that anybody could ask for in a driver. So he gets us to the hotel. We get to the hotel where I'm like, okay, so we're checking in. I was like, girl, hey, I'm supposed to have two rooms. She was like, oh, I don't know what the problem is. Well, you need to figure it out because I paid for two rooms. So she got the manager, and the manager was like, oh, we upgraded you. Great. So what did you upgrade us to? So he was like, come with me. I'm going to show you the penthouse and then all this stuff. So I was like, okay, cool. So we were upgraded to a two-level penthouse, which was nice. So that particular night, me and Renata were standing in the top at the loft, and she was standing up there taping my boobs while the rest of them was getting dressed. So she was like, really, this is what I'm doing, taping boobs? I said, hey, listen, you're supposed to be helping me. I can't take these boobs by myself, so you're going to have to help me, ma'am. You're going to have to help me. I'm talking about I had tape all over my boobs. Where you couldn't see, what you could see was what I left out, because the rest of that shit was taped up and lifted.
Okay. Yeah, I had questions about that too. I was like, so is
the side? Did you help? I mean, I got questions, but we'll talk about that another time. But I said, if you don't fucking go, friend, if you don't go, you worked hard for that one, honey. I said, you better, every chance you get,
you better get all them angles, friend.
Right. And I was like, I ain't got on no face. I got on a regular face.
Hey, ain't nobody playing. You better get all them angles, friend. Every last one.
Yeah, I didn't come to play with y'all. I didn't come to play with you hoes.
Yeah.
I didn't come to play. I didn't buy nothing through all this shit. I grew every last inch of it. I grew it. I ain't got nothing. I bought some boob tape for $29.99, and I got two boxes.
Okay.
I got black and new. So, yeah. And so I was like, okay. So through the night, I'm getting these quiet-ass inboxes. Like, one was like, damn, you fine. Like, damn, nigga, I've been fine. What do you mean? You mean to tell me you ain't seen this before? Oh, it's because I started showing some legs and some ass and some titties. Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever. So then I get one that says, so this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing for the summer. Did you not get the memo? Didn't I tell you this is what we were doing? Then I get home. My mama, she's so hilarious. She's like, so, did your boyfriend see your pictures on the internet? She's like, do you still have a boyfriend? I said, lady, listen. I said, yeah, he saw him. She said, oh, okay. I said, and? She was like, I'm not doing this with you. I'm done talking to you for the rest of this evening. I was like, oh, okay. Well, all right. My mama was done with me. I please understand that 40 is a whole attitude for me. Like, look, listen, you're going to get what I give you. And you're going to take it.
And that's it. And that's it.
What you going to do, tell me to cover up? Motherfucker, I'm grown.
I'm grown at this point. I'm 40.
Right.
I'm really grown.
Right.
Super grown.
Super duper grown. I don't care. Mess around. You be somebody's son going to snatch it up. Like, let's play with Baby Walker. And, but so here's the thing. So there are some pictures that have not been issued to the internet yet because I have not seen them. I also did a boudoir shoot while I was, that's what the whole makeup situation was. When I had on the purple swimsuit because I had on a face full of makeup. So they have not hit the internet yet, or because I haven't seen them. So those shenanigans will be at some point seen, and somebody's son is going to be like, this is what we're doing again, and I'm just going to be like, look, you don't know how to fucking act.
I seen the snippet. I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't see it.
He posted one. It was just a snippet. You were getting your, she was doing your makeup and you was laying there and it looked like you was naked. And he was like, Greensboro, y'all know this
shit. I wasn't naked. I had on
like,
bronze panties.
What the fuck?
I had on bronze panties.
Okay, now how does one see this? Wait a minute. I'm left out the loop. All right.
Go to my Facebook page. And yeah,
he tagged you in it, didn't he?
Yeah, he tagged me in it, so that's why I said go to my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here.
And so you're going to have to scroll through. It's going to look like I'm laying on a bed with my bra and panties. You don't have to go back. It's gonna have to go back to like the weekend. You got some stuff to scroll through.
Okay. All right. So this is the beach. Sharon better do it with this motherfucking bathing suit, friend.
So that's the swimsuit that we had alike. So she had orange and I had purple. So.
That's the one that I had too, but I got it in a size too big, and I had to return it.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
Okay,
but
wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Year.
Wait a minute now. Wait a. Who is this?
You talking about the brown-skinned man?
Yes.
Okay, so that's my photographer that lives in, one of my photographers that lives in Miami. Because what's crazy, my ex, who used to live in Miami, saw that I was taking pictures, and he was like, so you're doing a whole photo shoot? You waited till I didn't live there anymore to do a photo shoot? I said, first of all, I didn't tell you you were in New York. That's number one. Two, sir, how's your son doing? Whose mother is my cousin? Shut up.
I need these pics sent to the inbox immediately. You better go, friend.
I don't have them yet. So
As soon
as I have them, you all will see them. But I do not have them yet. So we shall see.
Okay, and you talking about photographers. I got a story. I got a story about
uh-oh.
Some photographers.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Go ahead, tell it.
Ma'am, So we are 22 days away from this year's wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had yet to have a photographer. Like, we haven't found a photographer. So there were people that I reached out to back in March when we had our original first date, which was April 22nd. So
mm-hmm.
there were people that were just, like, not getting back to me at all. I had someone reach out to me yesterday, and, again, these people never got back to me, so they never knew that we changed the date. So I had someone reach out to me yesterday, and they were like, oh, did you still need a photographer?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, the date that I gave you was April 22nd. It is now April 29th. No. No.
Wow.
Mm-mm. And the thing that I've noticed throughout this whole thing is that everybody is so support black businesses. Support black businesses. Like, okay, I've been trying to support black businesses through this whole thing. And it's been nothing but problems. Like, the first person that I reached out to for, like for photography, they told me that they don't take wedding pictures.
What? Oh, wow.
Another one told me, oh, I don't like weddings.
What they got to do with you taking a fucking picture? Okay.
I said, uh-huh. So then they were the ones that didn't even get back to us. And then it was like, oh, shooting weddings is not really my style. And it's just been like little things here and there. Like, even with trying to get my favors, because at first I was thinking that I wanted to do like hand sanitizer.
Okay.
It's something useful, everybody needs it. So I was like, all right, I just need to print out labels. And I was like, okay. And I had reached out to a couple people, and it was like, the prices were outrageous. Like, I could see these prices if I had, like, 100-plus people coming. So you're trying to tell me that it's $500 to print out 40 labels?
Oh, wow. They must be making the hand sanitizer and pressing the trees for the paper. What?
No. I could have got the bottles from Amazon. I just needed labels, just the labels, like the stickers.
Wow.
I was like, okay, you have a good day. Like, and then I was like, okay, well, we could do math. I said, I need about 35 masks, you know, just to have a little extra just in case. And
mm-hmm.
this person told me that to have our initials and the date printed on the mask that I already had, because I ordered them. I already had the mask. They just had to do the printing. They were trying to tell me it was $25 per mask. I said, well, maybe you don't understand. I said it's 35 people, not 3,500 people. They were
wow.
like, yeah, it's still $25 a mask. I was like,
okay,
thank you. I said,
wow.
okay, thank you. So another person I reached out to, they were, they had a decent price. They were like, you know what, since you already got the mask, you have the design, everything, like you have everything. I just need to stamp it onto the mask. Like, they were willing to charge me like $65 for all of them. And I was like, okay, that's fair. I wasn't going to give him $65. I was going to give him more than that because, like, you're still taking time out. But okay. So we were supposed to meet up, and one thing about me is that I'm an on-time person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell me that we're supposed to meet at 12 o'clock, I'm going to confirm that we're meeting at 12 o'clock at 10 o'clock. So I send a message to this person like, hey, you know, are we still meeting up today? They exchanged the mask. No answer. We were supposed to meet up at 1. I think I started messaging them around 11. Just to confirm. Nothing, no response, no response. I get no response. Here it is, like 12 o'clock, no response. 1 o'clock, no response. At this point, it's now 2:30, 3 o'clock. I need to get ready for work. I head off to work. We were supposed to meet up on a Wednesday. This person got back to me that following Friday and was like, oh, did you still want to meet up for the mask? I was like, they're already taken care of.
See?
Already taken care of. Like, it was so many, because I know so many people that do so many different things. I was like, I'm reaching out to them first. Because you want to support black businesses. But in this situation, like, none of them. Just a mess. Just a mess. And it really was like, wow, like, people out here want money, but they don't want money.
Right. They don't want to do the work to get the money. So...
And I'm like, it's not even like I'm asking you to do all of this. Like, I already had everything and I already had my vision. Like, with the mask and the printing, literally all you had to do, I guess, is put it into the circuit thing and then hot press it onto the mask. Like, there's no reason why it was so difficult. Like, it took me like 3 weeks to find somebody to do that. I'm like, but y'all print T-shirts free such and such every other week.
Not free such and such every other week.
Like, y'all printing free this person, free that person. Y'all printing out pictures on T-shirts of so-and-so funeral and everything else like that. I'm like, but you can't put this on a mask? Even with the photography, like, I'm looking at your page. All you're doing is taking pictures. You got, like, 4 or 5 cameras. Like, so what's the problem? Oh, you only shoot. Oh, okay. So you only shoot chicks.
Video.
And you only shoot twerking videos. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like, so you don't want the money? You don't want the money. You don't want money. Okay. All right, cool. No problem. All right.
You don't want
the money because you're talking about how you want to travel. You know, if you get money, the money helps you travel because you got to pay for stuff.
Mhm. Mhm. But your traveling shit ain't free. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
But that's my job. My
yeah, right. No, you didn't want none of that. It was just, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And it was like you go to everybody else and it's boom, boom, boom. Simple. Nice and easy. After I went
right.
to asking, like, I know so many people that do so much crafting. Like, I have a coworker that she makes jumpers and maxi dresses.
Okay.
I said to her, I said, ma'am, I need some stuff to go on my honeymoon with. She was like, oh, I don't make stuff for other people. Huh?
What?
Huh?
So you just sitting around making patterns for yourself? So you don't got a shot? What?
I said, I'm sorry. She was like, no, I only make stuff for myself and my granddaughter. And my, no,
so
she
not,
said,
oh,
no, she said she only for her grand, her and her family.
Mm. While you making stuff for them for free, I could be paying you to make something for me. But okay, all right. Oh,
yeah.
It's a hobby. Oh, so you don't get paid for your hobby. That's fine.
Okay. Wow. And I said, you know what? Okay. I said, all right, then, no problem. And I asked a few other people, and they was like, oh, well, I'm not, my circuit ain't working, and this ain't working, and I'm not doing this. So, okay. I went right on to Amazon with my little codes and got everything I needed in one trip. So, okay. Even down to the favors. I asked people, I know tons of people that do, like, glasses and, like, all types of craft stuff. Nobody wanted to get back to me. Oh, I'm not doing that right now. Or it was just like, it was like some ridiculous number. Because then I came up with the idea, like, everybody liked the sip-sip. So I was like, why don't we just give everybody glasses? So I came up with that idea. And I was like, this is what I want on the glasses. And I got like 40. I ordered like 41. But at the time, I was like, I only need like 35, 40. Them prices was ridiculous. Like, I had never heard of some of these numbers. It was crazy.
Wow.
I had people trying to tell me, like, to do a design on the glass. It was like $500. I had another person tell me it was like $1,500. But I'm like, but I'm providing you with the glasses. It's not like you have to go buy them. And it's not it's people that I know from the internet and, like, I only know them through that. No, like, these are people I know. Like, I could walk to your mama's house.
Wow.
Like I know you. So you're telling me that you're trying to charge me $1,500 to put this on glasses, but you make rolling trays. So, like, roll weed, you make rolling trays, but you're telling me that this is going to be $1,500 to write this on these glasses, and that's the cheapest, and I'm not going to find a better price? Okay. I went on to nicefavors.com.
You should just went to them white
people
store.
and went and ordered my glasses. And they was like two something.
Went to them white folk from the beginning. Niggas will make you not want to deal with them. I promise you they don't. You really do be trying to support black businesses, but these niggas be niggering, and so therefore I don't be having time for it.
Exactly. And then they want to get on you like you don't support black businesses. I went to all of y'all first. Like, that's
exactly
when he proposed in January, and then he told me, like, hey, this is our date. I was like, okay. I got on the ball immediately. So I had been reaching out to people since, like, I want to say late January, early February. So this has already been in motion, and I've been getting a runaround. I started there first because I'm like, it's so many businesses that's been struggling throughout the whole pandemic. I know a lot of people that was, you know, they was doing a lot of stuff and they couldn't. So the least I could do is try to help them a little bit. They was like, no, mm-mm, I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. I said, how are you a photographer? And you telling me you don't like weddings. So you don't want to get, okay. I said, so you don't like weddings, so therefore you don't shoot weddings. He was like, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I had somebody else tell me that they just didn't feel like doing it.
Wow.
I said, you don't feel like doing it. No, I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, that white folks would got all my money. Watch this. Watch me work.
Listen, listen. Let me tell you what happened. I reached out to a photography place. I saw them. They were an affiliate with the venue that we're having, that we're using. I reached out to them at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Ma'am, that lady got back to me about 12 midnight.
Wow. Not even her hours.
No. I was expecting something the next day. No, ma'am said, no, I need all of this coin. Excuse me, I'm up. Hey, this is the packages that we got going on, this, this, that, and the third. Okay, cool. And it's still people that I'm still waiting to hear back from today. And it's after the original date. And then something else I realized with this whole wedding thing is that, one, people don't read.
They don't.
And two, people just do not. They do not. They just don't. They just won't read, and they just won't listen. Because clearly, everybody's invitation said that they got a plus one. Everybody's invitation said they got a plus one. Why are you asking me, can you bring somebody?
I got a plus one.
Like, why are you asking me that?
I got a plus
one. Yeah, I was like, what? No, you just come in here by yourself. Like, especially since I know, like, you're married. So, no, your wife can't come. You could come, but your wife can't come. Like, bruh,
uh-uh.
Really? I gave everybody got a plus one. Everybody got a plus one.
Even the single folk who ain't got nobody got a plus one.
Everybody. And then it was like, I didn't, when you opened up the invitation, it was like, oh, I didn't know how to RSVP.
Shut up.
I said, did you
hit
the RSVP button? Because when it comes to you, when you open it up, you got to wait till the end of it. You got to wait till the end of the presentation, and then you click RSVP.
Yep.
That's what you
do. Smart people do. I mean, that's what I did.
I mean, that's what most people did. And it really had me questioning, like, who did I invite?
Who are these people going?
Like when I talk to them in person, like, they seem so intelligent and put together. But now that they got to click a button, they're so confused. I had one person, so the save a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got the save a date, right? This person, you know how, like, you get a notification and you just see what it is and then you could just delete it without actually opening it up?
Mm-hmm.
This one never opened up the save a date and deleted it. And then tried to get on me as if, oh, I was being funny because I didn't send it.
Oh, wow.
Ma'am, everybody got the save a date. Everybody got it the same day, cause it was just a sin. We made it, we proofed it, we sent it to ourselves first, so in case there was anything that looked funny, we could fix it before we sent it to everybody else.
Mhm.
And then we still waited a day, looked at it again, and then sent it. How did you not get this? Did you check all your emails? Did you check your spam folder, everything? Yeah. I'm like, it's not going to come up as an invite. It's going to say Mark and Keisha. She was like, oh, I did see that. I deleted it. I thought it was spam.
Stupid.
So there's your, that was the save a date. So, yeah. The good news is you know what day it is. So, I mean, yeah. Like, it's just been like, wow, y'all are really, 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 really dumb. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, people are special.
Yeah. Like, you've been hiding, so you've been hiding the stupid. Okay. So you've been
yes.
stupid this entire time, but you've just been hiding it. Okay.
You know, when it comes to doing certain things that make sense, people don't have no common sense, so they don't.
Mm-mm.
How you doing, Flippy? Good. You have a good week?
Good. Alpha style. Hey, yeah, girl. That's one thing I don't look forward to is planning a wedding. I don't look forward
Baby.
To it. I'm going to tell people, look, listen, we're just going to elope. I'm going to send y'all an invitation. Y'all just figure out how you're getting this. And we're going to elope. That's it. That's all I ask you to just be.
And it just be like, what is happening? Like, you don't understand. Like, even with the, so we included the registry in the save a date. So you can look at the registry when you open up the save a date, right? Do you guys have a registry?
Your registry?
I said, yeah, we have one.
Wow.
And it was like, so they were like, do we send the gift to you or do we send it to ourselves?
Shut up.
I mean... If you're buying it for us, I would,
well,
unless you plan on bringing it to the wedding, I would assume you would send it to us.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. I said, Lord.
It would be stupid. This is why I'm just gonna elope. I'm just gonna do. I'm just gonna show up one day, and I'm gonna be married. And y'all gonna be like, wait a minute, there was no fanfare, there was no wedding, no party, no nothing.
Mm-mm. No, cause y'all
nope.
stupid.
I'm not trusting y'all with my RSVP list. I'm not trusting. Don't trust you niggas.
Mm-mm.
I don't trust y'all to read. I don't trust y'all at all. Like, I just I don't know.
You can't be serious.
That's what people out here doing in the world, honey.
I don't know. And I just was like, Somebody asked me.
Uh-oh.
So the reception, I say, yeah. I was like, the wedding and the reception is all in the same place. The wedding will be outside. The reception will be inside.
Okay.
They were like, oh, okay. They were like, do I got to bring anything? What do you mean? What? Like... Do I got to bring
a
dish?
Wait a minute. My headphones fell out. Wait a minute. Sorry. My headphones fell out. I got to hear this shit. Sorry.
Yes,
like, friend. Like they going to a cookout? Like they was going to a cookout bring something?
Yes.
Oh. They country. They don't know no bell. They ain't never been nowhere in life.
I said, have you ever been to a wedding?
No.
You ever been to a wedding? I was like, yeah. I'm like, did you bring anything to anybody else's wedding? They was like, no, I just bought like a gift and I bought a card. Okay. So, I'm so lost. Like, you thought, what you think, you got to bring a panda ziti? Like, no, you just, no. No, we have food.
I'm going to bring some crab legs.
Now listen. Now listen. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now, friend. Wait. Somebody let that one slide.
Can you bring me a box of crab legs?
We might let that one slide. It's fine. That's fine. Go ahead and put that. No, don't put that on that table. Put that on our table. Anybody can have that. Put that on our table. That might be a plan.
I'm not doing that. I'm flying in the afternoon. I'm not flying with a box of crab legs of nothing. No.
Okay.
My flight lands on that Friday at 2:00. I will be on your time at that time. No. I will help you with anything that you ask of me. Some people don't need that type of
thing. Bring a what? Yeah. I'm like this.
I'm bringing some cups. I'm bringing some cups to the wedding. That way you can have a plastic.
No, you gotta bring the soda.
I'm bringing punch for the fountain. Bring some Tamalade. That's all I'm bringing. I'm bringing some Kool-Aid for some punch and stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yep. I'm packing in my carry-on. Yeah.
They said, do you need me to bring anything? What you need? What you think I need? What you think? You need some plates, some cups, some ice?
No, the venue has all of that. Trust me. They do. They have all of that there. Because it's a banquet hall,
Ryan.
So they usually have... They usually have stuff like that. They don't.
I'm going to ask my best friend a question. I'm going to ask her, have you ever been to a wedding where somebody told you you had to bring something other than a gift? Like, you need to bring some plates. That's a cookout. This nutcase that has somebody asked my friend for her wedding, you need me to bring anything? Bring anything like what? You know, you need some plates, some kind of ghetto. They ain't never been in no wedding. Ain't never been one. They lied when they said they went to one.
Mm-mm.
They lied. They told the whole story. Well, yeah. Oh, that's funny. I ain't never in my life.
Okay, never.
In my life. I ain't never in my life. Even though we had brunch before the wedding, but that was for the bridesmaids and the wedding party that we had brunch. But that was the only time we had to bring something. They was like, hey, stop at the store and get some champagne for the mimosas. Stop and get some. You got juice. You got the fruit plate. You got the other stuff, but not to the wedding. I wish somebody would say, hey, for the wedding, can you make me some pasta salad? Is that a reason why you ain't got no caterer?
Just a flat out mess. No.
We finalized our menu and everything.
Like, no, we fine. Don't bring nothing.
We
fine.
What we
eating? It is Italian food.
Ooh, Italian food.
Okay.
I make sure my stomach is prepared. You forgot? It's okay. It's okay. I can eat salad. It's fine. Girl, I'm eat at the wedding. Okay? Don't worry about me because I'm going to give me some cake. I'm going to eat me some whatever you decided to put on your catering. I don't care. I'm eating. I got medicine that I can take that I won't get sick. All right, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You're good.
All right. I had a whole mini panic attack just now.
Okay. Okay, this dude done been married. How many times are you getting married? I'm logged in to Facebook.
Oh, goodness. Whew.
Are you fine?
Okay.
You fine, girl? Fine.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be more than enough. It'll be more than enough.
I'm going to bring the punch. Me and Ron going to bring the liquor to spike the punch.
I don't want none of Ron's punch. I don't want none of Ron's anything. No. Anything Ron hands me, I don't want it. Mm-mm. That thing gonna be covered in CBD oil. Next thing I know. Because I'm not one of them good high people. You know, people get high and they have fun. That's not me. I get high, I'm going to sleep.
You know what I'm going
to
do? I'm going to hit up Olga. I'm going to bring some drinks. That's all I'm going to do. I'm doing nothing else.
Okay.
I'm bringing enough now. I'm going to be real honest. I'm going to be real selfish. It's going to probably be enough for me, you, and Ron. I ain't sharing with nobody else. Okay.
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 That works.
So y'all know. As long as you know.
Okay. Okay, that works. That's fine. Because I'm not going to be able to finish mine all the way either, so I'll share. So that's fine.
You can share with Mark. I can share with nobody else.
Yeah, I can share. That's us. Yeah, that's it. I share with my husband.
Girl, you don't have a husband.
I'm going to be annoying. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be one of them friends that's going to be like, I'm going to check with my husband. For the first 2 weeks, everything going to be my husband. Now, I'm going to ask, no. I don't know yet. Let me check and ask my husband.
I don't know if I can go to work today. Wait a minute. Let me go ask my husband if I can
Let me
go.
Ask my husband.
Been talking to your husband. That man been in that same house for years. Now, it's all of a sudden, I got to ask my husband. Now you want to ask him?
I do. I got to ask him so I can find out. I gotta find out. I gotta ask my husband. Oh, I wouldn't know about that. Let me ask my husband. For the first 2 weeks, though. After that, I'm gonna be okay.
That's so funny. Ask my husband.
I'm gonna be annoying when we go out, like when we have our honeymoon and we go out. Because you know how the way they come over, they tell you their name. Oh, man. This my husband.
Sick of you. Sick of you.
The way to go. Okay, so you want something to drink. Husband, what you want to drink? I think we only gonna go out that one night and then after that she's gonna be like, you know what?
He can be like,
I'm sick of you.
Your
shit.
Yeah, that's what he gonna be.
You're
like.
You're not going nowhere else. You're not going nowhere else. Here. You're just gonna hang out in the room. But
be like, I'm tired of you talking about me.
This my husband. You don't want nobody.
Ma'am, we know that's your husband. Clearly, we know it. This is like, you know what? One of my homegirls was telling me how she went out to dinner with somebody, and the lady across from her was like, "Please do not direct anything to my husband. You can ask me anything." Like what? Please don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
Because I will gladly hop on a 737, meet you where you eating, pop you in your face, and hop back on it and come on back.
No.
Listen, I think that was the rudest thing I had ever seen, heard. And I was like, why are you okay with that? She was like, I just thought it was funny. That's not funny. That's rude. Hey, Sleepy. You're not sleeping today?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I'm definitely going to be, this is my husband.
Okay, I can accept that. I can accept the fact that you're like, oh, this is my husband. Get it? Ma'am, you're a newlywed. I get that. But that acting foolish like that, nah. I will knock your teeth out your throat, down to your throat. Don't you out here embarrassing me like that. People get so stupid. But my thing, like, why would somebody react like that? Like, why would you say that, like, this is my husband. Please do not direct anything to him. You can direct everything to me. Ma'am.
I'm not doing that.
He can't tell me what he wants to eat.
Mm-mm.
Ma'am.
No. That's not going to fly. Because one thing about Mark, oh, he going to tell you what he want and how he want it. I want it medium. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I don't want this. Like, he going to tell you. He going to tell you before I can. He ain't going to let that fly.
Yeah, it's just like, what? No. I feel like people who act like that just be doing too much all the time for no reason, and I need you to sit down and shut up.
Mhm. That's definitely it.
Yeah, I'm just like, what? And then when somebody is like, oh, I respect her for saying it. Respect her for what? Also, you're one of those. Okay. Oh, okay. Like, do you really? So you don't trust your husband enough to order his own food? Ma'am, you should just throw him away.
Mm-mm. No.
Throw him away.
No. That's not. If anything, if you give me the menu too long, you're going to be stuck waiting for me to pick something. Because my biggest thing with menus, if it's a restaurant, like, you will never catch me in Cheesecake Factory. You want to know why? That menu is 900 pages long. So you mean to tell me I got to decide between all of this stuff? Uh-uh. I'm not doing that. You will never catch me in there. Nope. If it's more than two pages, I ain't going. Because I'm going to be sitting here looking for a hot minute. And I'm changing my decision every 2 seconds. Wait a minute. So I think I know I said I had wanted the steak, but now I see y'all got this chicken, and I think I want the chicken. But wait, this is salmon. I'm not doing all that. Give me two pages.
Right.
And if it's someplace I never been, and he knows about it, he will order for me, because he'll be like, we're not sitting here waiting 15 hours for you to look through this menu and decide what you want. Because you done switched it 15 times. No. She went X, Y, and Z.
Huh.
Okay.
What'd you say, Jordan?
I said I would hate to see her at the cookout menu.
Oh, God. The cookout menu, yeah, you would be out there stressed. Stressed out.
Curses too. Curses too. She'd be mad as fuck. Kind
of. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
See, that's what I'm saying. Don't even bother. You get me what you eat, and that's it. That's it, because I'm going to be in there like, all right, so if you get, let me ask you something. See, if you got too big of a menu, nah, I don't mess with it, because when it comes to, like, ordering food, because I'm so greedy, I be wanting everything. Oh, I want steak, fish, and chicken. How can we work this out so I can have all of that on one plate?
when you go to damn, what's that shit, Chili's or damn Smokey Bones or something like that, you just order the big-ass basket thing where you get chicken, steak, fish, shrimp, all of it in one.
Yeah, that's it.
Bro, you expensive. I can't fuck with you. That damn thing about
$40. Greedy as hell. Yeah. Yeah,
the place
I
that we went
eat.
To tonight for dinner was really good. Yeah, it was really good. I had what did I have? Spare ribs, collard greens, and potatoes. It's a bowl.
That's
just all mixed in together. Yeah, it was either spare.
Been a long time.
I ain't had. Yeah, that was good too. It was good. I said, Keisha, you want to try some? She was like, no, girl, I'm eating my hamburger. Hamburger? You came here for a hamburger? There ain't no place you come for no hamburger. You come to get these because it's farm to table.
Oh, okay.
So everything is fresh. Like, and they have a butcher shop inside of the restaurant. So everything is brought in daily. So, Yeah, and then we had this thing called a soul roll where it was collard greens, fried chicken, bacon, pimento cheese. You couldn't taste it. And then you had a barbecue dipping sauce. Oh, my God. I fat butch sit there and we ate them all. Yeah. Not tomorrow, it's not promised, and cuss them out today. Let's look and see how much this T-shirt is. If I buy another T-shirt.
Listen.
I said the same shit the other day. If I buy another fucking T-shirt.
But, I have to go back and look at your registry list. I might just get
Oh
them
yeah,
right
things
now.
Yeah, things progress quickly. So it's a lot of things. We got a lot of stuff the other day. Like a lot of stuff. Like we was going up and down the stairs with boxes the other day.
I got a question. Who's singing?
Who's
me?
What?
Ain't nobody
got singing DJ.
Your wedding.
Damn, girl, let me sing.
Shit,
somebody
ain't nobody, say
no. No, you shan't sing at mine.
Your wedding, I ain't even coming to your wedding. I'm going to be FaceTiming in. You got too many rules, and you ain't even married yet. She said no cell phones. Everybody got to put their cell phone in a basket. God, you can't have no. You can't have no water. You be in that motherfucker just dead to the damn reception.
No, you can have, like, if it's outside, yes, I will provide you with a bottle of water because it will be outside and it will probably be in the dead of summer. But no, I do not want your phones out at my wedding taking pictures because I'm paying a photographer for that. I'm not paying you to do this. And if I see my stuff on the internet without my permission, I'm going to choke you out.
I'm taking the damn picture. I'm just fucking saying. Shoot.
You do understand I will have bouncers at my wedding. They will bounce throughout this.
She said her wedding is free before 11, okay? With the bouncers. That's what she said.
Like she at the fucking club or something. The fuck?
Listen, that will actually you won't even know who they are because they will be a part of my wedding party. They are specific. You wouldn't even know who they are. Please make sure that people do not use their phone at my wedding. I think that is tacky and rude.
I might be getting some numbers in there that night. Shit.
You can have it at the reception. I do not want you taking pictures of my ceremony.
Oh, why you gotta be so fucking?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong for not wanting people to take pictures at my ceremony?
Pretty much.
Sharon agrees that I am not wrong. She said that a lot of people don't want people taking it.
That's what best friends do. They're supposed to agree. She's going to agree with everything.
No, we have not agreed on stuff before. So, but then I found that to be tacky. That's very tacky. I went and won't. Nobody take it. That's what I'm paying a photographer for. You can see the pictures when we get the pictures back. And then I'm not even going to get my brother to take the pictures because I want my brother to be able to enjoy the day. Yeah. You tripping if you think you about to come in for my wedding and do whatever you think you want to. You will find yourself outside.
She said, how you going
to be the first black,
and you can't
be,
even get in. She said, you're going to be hating from outside the club.
You're not going to know. You're not going to do it. That's not right. I don't care if it's my mama. I'm telling her the same thing. Netwood. What you going to do, please? What you going to do?
Be mad, I guess.
Be mad or sitting outside.
That's okay. That's okay, Dre. That's okay, Dre. I got you. I'm going to bring you updates from outside. I'm going to come outside and tell you what's going on.
Y'all are trifling as hell.
Well, how is that trifling? How is that trifling that I don't want nobody taking pictures at my wedding? That's not trifling. Not trifling is not the word. What? I don't understand. Even if it was my grandma and her 94 years old self decides to pick up her cellular phone and take a picture, guess what, grandma? I'm going to need you to put your phone down. All 4'5" of you, put your phone down, Grandma. What are you doing? Now, when we get to the reception, you all are welcome to pick your phones up, take pictures with me, go live, sing along with the DJ, all of that, because it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party. This is when you're going to sweat your hair weave out, because we're going to ball. We're going to have a good time. There might be some twerking contests or something going on, some percolators, some go-go music. It's going to be there. But that's when you take out your phone and you have a good time. That's when you take out your phone. If you can't respect that little request, then guess what? Guess what? You ain't going to be there. You ain't going to be there. You're going to be sitting in the back of the club looking like, I wish I was there. I ain't going to come
and like
to your
I said, way. I'm going to bring Ron, Dre, I'll come. Ron must be out somewhere talking about me. Dre, I'll come bring you a plate, though.
For
the reception, I'll bring you a plate. I'll bring you a plate. That sound fine? I'll bring you a plate outside.
You better make sure you got a wristband to get back in.
Oh, wait a minute now. I don't know, Dre. She said I need a wristband to get back in. I might not. Oh no, I might have to throw you. I'm gonna have to put it in the Ziploc bag and throw it over the fence.
She thinks she at the damn. She's throwing a damn concert.
It will be a. Listen, okay, so either it's gonna go a little bit something like this. If I elope, then guess what? It's going to be a really, really big party. Then we might have it at a club. We might have it in the backyard. If it's in the backyard, I'm going to need you to bring something. That's when you ask, do you need me to bring anything? You know, might be a cookout or some shit. But I understand that it's
our day. It's not just my day. It's our day. So we're going to have fun. And if you know me to know my significant other, you know that we're going to have fun. And that it's going to be a party, period, with his non-dancing self and with my dancing self. He can dance. He got two left feet. He can two-step. That's all he can do. Poor thing.
That's okay.
That's
and he
okay.
Going to have a good time. And y'all going to have a party.
We're going to have a party. We're going to two-step this day. Yep. Picture of me and my friend Keisha. Add a picture to our thing. But yeah. Trifling. Boy. Define trifling. We gonna have a good time. We come to have a funky good time. These are really good pictures. No, not that picture. Do another picture. But yeah. Dre ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, I see. Because
he don't know how to follow the rules.
Yeah.
He wanna break all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not breaking the rules. I'm following the rules. I just wanna have my phone off. Somebody got a Snapchat.
I'm not even on Snapchat, so why would you Snapchat my wedding?
Because you're my best friend, I can be there.
If you can't follow the rules, you ain't going to be there.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
If what part of if it's my grandma don't follow the rules, she don't get the same thing. You don't make you better. First of all, you are not above my grandma.
Terrible.
How is that terrible?
What is going on? What is...
Ray,
are you at the club again? Lord. Goodness gracious.
He be in the club. I ain't never seen somebody in the club every weekend. Got to be in the place to be every time. Club ain't going to open without Drake.
I hope his mask on.
Right, I hope he got a mask on, too.
I don't know. COVID's still out here running rampant.
It is, and our governor just released, he said that we don't have to wear masks outside. If we're outside, like in a public place, outside, you still have to wear them on the inside, but you don't have to wear them outside. And then he increased the number of people who can be in an outside space from like 100 to 200 people. Inside went from 50 to 100 people. So slowly he's trying to open the North Carolina back up. I don't want him to open the North Carolina back up.
I'm not at the club. I'm at the damn studio damn thing down here trying to help this dude get his fucking system right in his car. He got it turned all the way up.
In the club.
No,
they try to do the same thing. They're rolling back some stuff in Jersey, too, which I think they're increasing the indoor capacity for, like, sports arenas and stuff. Because before, it was only up to 3,000. So now they're upping the capacity, and then they're opening up summer camps and stuff for the kids and everything like that. In Jersey, the kids they went back to either they having a hybrid, or you could still go fully virtual. My kids are still fully virtual.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not sending them. Because it's two different reasons. One, I don't like other people's kids like that. And then two, I know my kid. I know my kids. Like, I tried to put a mask on one of them, and it didn't, like, he had the mask on for, like, 2 minutes, and then he lost it. Like, literally went in the room and came back out and was like, where's your mask? Or, I don't know. And then they were fighting over the mask because one of them thought that the other mask was different than the one he had. They both was blue. They both was blue, the same medical blue ones, but for whatever reason, it was different than his, and he got upset. And that's how I was like, nope, no, we're not doing this, because what you're not going to do is go back to school and embarrass the fuck out of me. It's bad enough I don't already care for your teachers. And what you're not going to do is embarrass me at the school because y'all out there fighting over the same damn mask. Like, we're not doing this. Like, in September, we'll try it. But, like, now, no. Mm-mm. I tried it again, and Justin had took Ian's mask. So then he decided that he was going to start skating through the house because he put the mask on his feet. I'm like, that's not what that's for. Like, that's not.
Wow.
That goes that's over your fun. Feet. It doesn't go on your feet. It's not a toy. You can't. All right. So this further lets me know that we're not going back to school just yet because y'all not going to embarrass me in front of these teachers that I don't even like.
I don't think them babies is going to embarrass you.
Yes, they will. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Especially that little Justin, because I tell you all the time, that one is mine, okay? Him and his teacher be going at it. Every chance he get, they be going at it. I'm like, I'm not sending you back to school. I'm not sending
just
you back
home
to school.
School.
She thought,
you're not going to send the baby back to school.
September, we going to be ready. September. But not now. Because he said
that's
even, so they started the hybrid, like, what was it, the 19th. So it's a little boy. It's another kid that was in the class, but we had never seen him before. So, like, it's only, like, when he does virtual learning, it's only him and another kid. It's supposed to be a whole bunch of other kids in the class, but only Justin and the other child shows up. So when she was talking in the class, first of all, the teacher didn't even understand. She didn't understand the assignment. So when you get to school, you're supposed to have the computer facing the board so they could see what you're doing in class, right? So she has the computer. She doesn't have the camera on. So she asking them to solve the problem, but they can't see the problem because her screen's off. So she finally turns the screen on, but then she stands in front of the computer. So they still can't see because they're looking at her because she's standing in front of the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally figure out, like, she finally figures it out. So she moves out of the way or whatever, and she keeps saying to this child in the classroom, oh, Justin, you're doing such a good job. Oh, okay, now, Justin, here's what you do, this, this, that, and the third. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, what the hell? I'm like, who else is in this class? Like, so it's more than one Justin in your class? And my Justin goes, no, I don't know who that is. Lord have mercy. So apparently a child was lost.
What?
And in the teacher's class. And she just assumed that this child was Justin.
Wow.
See why we're not going back to school in September? We going back in September. We going back in September. That's it. Like,
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a whole complete mess. Like, the teachers ain't figured out that you can't stand in front of the computer and the board the way you normally would because that's not how that works. Like, they can't see what you're doing.
Okay. had to find your I'm doing multiple things, listening to you at the same time, because I had to find your registry. Sorry. But, yeah. No, that baby can't go back to the school.
No, he'll go back in September.
Trouble, little trouble.
Yeah. And I'm partly to blame. Because I am who I am, and yeah, so I don't fuss with him. Like poor little Ian, he got mad, and he decided that he was trying to answer the question, and the teacher had the entire class on mute, so he couldn't unmute himself to answer the question, and he got mad, and he told me, he looked me dead in my face, and said, "Mom, I'm sick of this shit."
Oh.
He looked at me, and then he closed the computer, and I just said, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And he went in the room, and he got his blanket, and he laid down and took a nap. I was like, you know what? I'm not about to argue with you. So then Justin goes, well, since he's sick of it, I'm sick of it too. And he goes to lay down and take a nap. And I was just like, well, all right. You know, I'll just wake you up when it's lunchtime. And we'll just leave it at that. Mm. I mean, I literally didn't know what to say because he looked me dead in my face and was like, I'm sick of this shit. And I was just like, I'm sorry.
Because
he really was trying to tell the teacher the answer, though. Like, he was really like, I know it. Like, I know, like, this my shit. I know this answer. Like, I know this. I got this. And and she just wasn't paying attention, and he had enough. I'm fucking tired.
Wow.
Not doing this.
And he looked you dead in your face and said, Mom, I'm sick of this ass.
Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. Well, all right.
What?
And
then
he went right on in there. And then he laid down and went to sleep. He was like, I need a nap. And I was like, all right.
Okay, so I need to order this beforehand. Sorry, girl, thinking out loud. Your new last name is gonna be what? William?
William.
Dre said his face hit that hang up button. I guess he tried to call back. I don't know.
Okay. Well, he not, because it's only me and you on the line. And we got six minutes left.
He'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. He'll be just fine.
What was the name of the place that I got the decanter set from?
Shoot. I don't know. But that thing
Look, listen. What?
I need to see that whole shoe you had on with that. Because I'm still trying to find a shoe for this daggone for this little outfit.
What shoe? What are you talking about? What shoe?
With that black outfit you had on.
Girl, that wasn't nothing but a black shoe with coming up around my ankle. It's just a regular shoe. I got it from Rack Room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's all. Like, yep. This one has four glasses, and it can be personalized. Okay. Let's see. So, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely. Okay, I know what I'm getting you now. I'll need your address soon. I don't need it right now, but just send it to me later.
Okay.
So I was looking at your registry, and I was like, well, I want to be different, but I don't. Yeah, I saw some of the stuff on your registry.
Okay. So wait a minute. So Jeannie Mai really married Young Jeezy?
Yeah, they've been married for like a month and a half now. Yeah, girl. Yeah, she married him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different.
Aren't she a Jenkins now?
Not Jeannie Mai Jenkins. Yeah. You know you've been married a black person. Your last name Jenkins.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised in the next year or so. I give it a year, maybe 2 years. She gonna pop up pregnant because remember she said she ain't want no kids.
Mhm.
And that was one of the reasons why her and her ex husband broke up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We exactly. We been knew Jeannie was a black man.
She confused. She don't know what she want out of life. But she knew she wanted Jeezy, huh?
I remember she was bi for a while, too. But good for her. Jeannie Mai Jenkins. That is saying something.
Jeannie Mai Jenkins. That's her name. But yes, that's who she married.
Okay.
She'll have her a whole bunch of little Asian black babies. Whose hair she probably can't comb.
I think that was the goal. That was the goal. You know, they like a little mixed baby.
Yeah. What's next week? Next week? Am I on call next week? Girl, my schedule's such trash. They got me coming all the way down here to work a flight back home. Dumbest crap I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, it's dumb. Next week, next Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a minute. Yeah, I'll go. Actually, I'm on call next Friday, but we shall see where we go with this. We shall see.
Okay.
We shall see. And so we'll be here, dependent on where I'm at in the world or what time we'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah. My job don't care. Dang, that I got a life outside of it. My job don't care. My mama said the other day, she said, do they not care that you have a life?
No.
I'm like, lady, I've been on vacation all week long. They don't care. It's time for me to go back to work now.
Yeah, they said, no, ma'am. You've had your fucking fun. Enough is enough. That's
time
what they
for
said.
You to get back
enough
to work.
Is enough.
That's what they said. It's time for you to get back to work, ma'am. I'm not done with the shenanigans in life yet.
They said yes, you are.
Nah, I think I'm going to get to it, even while I'm working. All right, so we'll be back here maybe next week, black people. Be good to each other and everybody else around you as well. I can't promise you any of that. All right, girl. I'll talk to you next week.
All righty.
All right. Good night.